Good afternoon. I'm Ben Aberg. Once again, your City Beat program on a Double K Country this afternoon, joined by new interim city manager, Larry Stevens. Thanks so much for your time chatting with us here.
Thanks, Ben. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you get a couple days into the job again and get right into it.
Yeah. Right into it is a good description. I'd say that's how it started. So, yeah, happy to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about how you came to be here as interim city manager. I know in the last week, Mark Mitchell again got into his retirement as a city manager, and that brings you kind of more or less out of retirement from what I understand. So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to here.
Okay.
before you got into your retirement and came out of it. I know a lot of experience in a couple of different spots.
Yeah, I had a little over 40 years experience in professional local government management, but part of that experience was basically being the assistant manager here in Nevada for a few years, somewhere in the neighborhood of 83 to 88, someplace in there. My title at that time was Community Services Director. I worked for City Manager Doug Leslie. And, that's one of the early stops in my career. And after that, I was the city manager in a little town in northern Missouri, Brookfield, Missouri, about 5,500 people. I was up there for, I think, 3 years, if I remember right, something like that. And then I was the city manager in Pittsburgh, Kansas, for a little over 10 years. And after that, I was a city manager in Edmond, Oklahoma, which is a suburb of about 100,000 people in next to Oklahoma City. And that's the job I retired from, actually, 2 years ago this month. So, I always kind of thought I would like to keep active in some way in the profession, part-time, not full-time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why would I retire?
Yeah.
But didn't anticipate this opportunity coming along, but very glad that it did. And, I was approached by the city about would I be interested in helping them, in the transition between Mark, who has been great to work with, by the way, but and a new full-time manager. So that sounded good to me. We get to Nevada quite a bit, my wife Kay and I. Kay is from here. Kay Hirschman was her name. And not only with Kay being from here, Kay's mom, Ann, still lives here, and several others of her relatives. So Nevada is a real special place for Kay and certainly for me too. We have a lot of friends here. So Nevada is just not another city. And when that came up, the more we thought about it, the more we thought, well, this might be a good opportunity. And we decided to try it. So, so that's more or less how I ended up here.
Yeah. So after that time away, getting back to where it started a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. It is. Like I say, we get up here on a fairly regular basis to visit with Kay's mom, and so it seemed to be a good opportunity to pursue. I'm excited about it, and I look forward to working here.
All right. As we kind of get into this, I know one of the things that you'll be focused on, and you kind of alluded to it too, is part of the search and getting the full-time city manager eventually too. But what other kind of things are you focused on that you can bring to the city of Nevada?
Well, hopefully just some of the experience I have, and maybe helping an organization to hone in on their focus in terms of what they're looking for, but and how they want to move forward, what are their goals, so that when the recruitment process starts for a new full-time manager, which I hope to work with them on that and get that moving, and probably in the near future here, when that happens, that people that might be interested in this full-time opportunity will be able to to have a good idea on what the focus of the community is, how things are moving forward, and should add to the interest, I think, in the position. So, yeah, you're right. I'm an interim part-time manager, and, you know, one of my goals is to work myself out of a job. So, I'm looking forward to it, though. I did work with Carol Branham when I was here the last time. I think Carol was our Parks and Rec director. I also worked with Bill McCaffrey at that time. And so I'm going to enjoy working with both of them again. So getting a chance to meet the employees and people in the community, and that'll be a big part of my focus in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, of course. I have those community ties already to an extent, but of course, you've over your career in different states and different parts of the state as well, have built a number of connections, I'm sure, and have had a lot of experiences in those roles.
Yeah, I would certainly hope so, and hopefully that will be helpful to the community, because that's my goal, is to somehow be a help during the transition process. So I'm hopeful we can do that. I will tell you, just, you know, I'm originally from Missouri, suburb of Kansas City, Blue Springs, and so it's good to be back in Missouri again, even on a temporary basis. It's good to see stickers that say Missouri. I'm a big Missouri fan. I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, a Kansas City Royals fan. So it's neat to see. I didn't see a lot of that in the Oklahoma City area.
Well, there you go. I'll just mention that I saw the Royals lose to my Minnesota Twins last week. So
very good, very good. Yeah, I'm still a sports fan, and down there I still followed all those teams very closely, but in Oklahoma, OU and O State both benefit from an incredibly strong fan base, you know, and that's kind of neat to see too.
So. Yeah. So getting back to Missouri, getting back to Nevada for
you. Yes, absolutely.
So, anything else? Anything else that stood out here in your first full official week?
Oh, you know, I think the discussion last night at the council meeting on the hospital and the state of how things are going, and of course, keep in mind my very limited knowledge of how that's going, you know, but and the background and so on. But I really think the information presented by Bill McCaffrey, in the way he presented it to everybody in the room, I think incredibly helpful. I think he did a great service to the community. And, you know, I would like to see as many people as are interested in the community have access to that information. It's all public. And again, I think it really helps shed a light on additional information concerning that. And I think it also shows people that all of the various entities are very involved in trying to work through whatever difficulties the hospital has and create a viable entity for the future. So,
all right. Anything else you'd like to mention here? I know we got you on real quick as you started. So,
no, not really. I do look forward to meeting a lot of people in the community and a lot of the people that work in the community and so on, get familiar with the employees and so on. But I am happy to be here. So, If somebody has something they want to talk to me about, they can certainly get a hold of me.
And I'll look to get a hold of you as well. I'll probably email you, lstevens@nevadamo.gov. And again, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your interest.
And Interim City Manager Larry Stevens joining us on your City Beat program on your Wednesday afternoon on 97.5 FM at Double K Country.